Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stay tuned for the latest on James Cook. My guess is we'll find out 4 minutes within going off the air as to whether or not he's going to be at mandatory minicamp.
A few moments later.
Will James Cook be in attendance? That is the big story of the day. We also have, and we have news on that. James Cook in attendance?
According to Adam Schefter, yes.
Schefty! With the report that he's not in and then the report that he is.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let's go to Gene Steratore. Gene, was it 4 minutes? What time? Hold on. The tweet came at 9:59. What time did we sign off?
I pressed the button to go to break at 56:20.
Ooh, nope. Okay, so it's only because we were late.
Yes, exactly.
What time were we supposed to be off?
54:50.
4 minutes after the show ends.
But not after yesterday's show ended. Not when you said it.
No, I was going with
That's better. When did he say 4 minutes? Was it 4 minutes after he said 4 minutes? Because he wouldn't have said 4 minutes. You would have said it a few seconds before, yeah, maybe 30
this,
seconds before.
This is
before,
where Gene comes in and looks at the shot clock here.
Yeah.
All right, so did I say that at 55:30?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go and check the tape.
So, you know, Gene doesn't tell you if you actually said it there. What Gene will tell you is what happens if you did.
Right.
He doesn't actually give you. He just lays out what happens if this is true and this is true. He doesn't actually tell you what's true.
Good morning, everybody. Jeremy and Joe, we called it. I guess the, you know, this is one of those examples where, hey, just because everybody in town's hearing a rumor doesn't make it true. This is one of those examples where, like, actually, this one was true.
Yeah.
Everybody heard, actually, he's here.
Yeah.
Schefter said he won't be, but he's here.
He's in town.
Someone saw him. He was on my flight. I saw someone tweeting he was on my flight.
Yep.
And sure enough, James Cook is here, so.
We've had a couple of those recently, haven't we?
Yes.
They said Lou Lamoriello was in town. He was.
He was in town.
It just was for a very different thing than what we might have thought.
Maybe we're on a streak here of someone being seen in town being true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was it before Lou Lamoriello?
Who was the... There's a popular wing spot locally where everybody said, oh, this guy is here. And it was like probably fake, and then it ended up being fake. Was it Beckham?
I don't know.
No, because Beckham actually did come here.
David Beckham did?
No, sorry. Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham.
Is it wrong that I went to David Beckham?
Yeah, I think it might be. Mm. I just say the name Beckham and your mind goes to David Beckham?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
The official results are in.
Okay, what time did I say 4 minutes?
You were 4 seconds off.
That's a win.
That's a win. Yeah.
That's a win.
That's a win. From when he said it?
3 minutes and 56 seconds after I said, we'll find out in 4 minutes.
That's a win.
It would take you 4 seconds to read the tweet, thereby being at the end of reading the tweet, it would have been exactly 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, that happens to us a lot. All right, see you later. We'll see what happens immediately after the show. Oh, here's the news.
Yeah, when Diggs was traded. That happened like right after.
At like 10:06.
Yeah, right after the show ended.
Not that we expected that one necessarily. That one I remember thinking it was an April Fool's joke because it was April 2nd or April 3rd.
Right.
I thought, this is somebody retweeted an April Fool's joke. Anyway, good morning. Hi, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills. Podcast at 8, Sal at 7 to completely recap what happened at Mandatory Minicamp. With James Cook, we get right into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something. Anybody has any issue with this, you let me know why. True or false? And I feel like it's got to be 99.9% true. All is forgiven?
He
was even asked why he tweeted the thing he tweeted, and he said, I don't know. It wasn't a plan.
Uh-huh.
Which is a great answer. You could just tweet something like, pretzels are thirsty, and the NFL, pretzels are making me thirsty. And the NFL media machine will say, like, I think that means he wants to get traded to Nashville. You know, NFL, oh, cryptic tweet. What's it mean? There's an eyeball emoji tweeted by Deion Dawkins. Dawkins convinced the world he was going to retire for a few minutes with a tweet.
Yeah.
And here's Cook saying, like, $15 million. And some of us, myself probably included, kind of all fell for it. Like, well, he wants 15. And his answer was like, yeah, I don't know why I did that. Like, he just kind of did it.
Well, that's the tweet that they were referencing?
I think so.
Because I heard him answer that question, and I'm like, what? Are they talking about the $15 million tweet? Are they talking about when he's tweeted eyeball emojis?
Any tweet. The point is, it doesn't have to be part of a grand plan. Tweets.
You know, I looked back, though, through his Twitter since, like, January, and he's got, like, two tweets that actually have words in them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the $15 million one, and the other one is, I love Buffalo.
Yeah, right.
Or, I love you, Buffalo. So, and then you've got, like, there's the 100 emoji. There's the eyeball emojis a couple of times. You know, there's the clapping emoji when, like, Barkley gets paid. But he's not been out here on this, like, social media war on a day-to-day basis.
That's right.
So, like, when you ask what's to be forgiven of him, like, I don't know what's really changed for him other than
nothing.
How he's going about what he wants and how much maybe he wants it
and
how much he believes he can get it. Like, I still fully believe he wants $15 million on his next contract.
He's also doing the mandatory thing, the thing that you have to do.
Right. He's not.
He's been given a lot of credit for doing what he's supposed to do.
Right. Like something that is mandatory.
Yep.
To show up and do. Well, it is, though, a spot where, like, how many guys in the league yesterday did you see not show up to their mini camps because they're looking for new contracts? Whether it was Watt, McLaurin, Hendrickson, Ramsey, Jonnu Smith ended up not showing up in Miami. There have been trade rumors about him, and he wants a new deal. Like, most times when you get an NFL player and you're looking for a new deal, whether it's their own initiative or it is their agent, what does their agent and the player end up coming to? Like, okay, we're not going to this because we're looking for a new deal and we don't work for you until you do. Cook, is it the Bills? Is it Cook more like what he is as a person? Is it his motivation for what he actually wants? You know, like, it is a little strange to me that he was there yesterday. If he wants a new contract that badly, he is either okay with the idea that he'll play this year out on his expiring contract, or he believes that him and the Bills are going to get something done before the start of the year. And if you believe that as a person, why would you create this giant headache? You know, why would you not be there? Why would you be a distraction? That could be the answer to the question. But he does kind of kill the need, it feels like, to follow it as a story,
mm-hmm.
doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
By showing up, like, when he talked yesterday, like, he kind of implied that maybe he could still hold in. Like, we'll see. He said, we'll see at training camp, right?
He did say, this is my team. Like, I'm
right,
here,
like,
to win a Super Bowl.
What are we going to do? We're going to obsess for 7 weeks about whether he's going to not practice for a couple of days at training camp?
I didn't get that feeling at all from yesterday from what he talked about. I thought he sounded like a guy that's going to just show up and do work. And there are some things in here worth talking about, like snap percentages. He said, I don't care about snap percentages because, of course, that's a big part of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everything
he also said he got asked a question about, like, the lifespan of running backs, and, like, he, like, doesn't enter his thought process at all in this, where, you know, you're like, oh, your career as a running back is shorter than other positions, and he just kind of wanted to brush that off too. So, yeah, I don't know, like, he was tough to I thought he wasn't so easy to read yesterday. Because the first thing he did say was, I'm here because, basically, he did the Marshawn Lynch, didn't he?
Yep.
I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
Which is why everybody's there.
Right.
Every single one of them is there.
But then how come the players around the league aren't there?
Well, those guys don't care about getting fined because they're holding out for bigger contracts.
Then Cook will get?
Yeah, but why is Josh Allen there? So he doesn't get fined. Why is Greg Rousseau there?
Well,
because they're there because it's their job.
They're there to start the season, aren't they, and then build the team. And you
why
know.
Won't they? Why won't they be there next week? Because they don't work next week.
Because there's no right. There's no work next week.
So to me, I'm here because I like my money. Means if I wasn't here, they would have fined me $17,000, and I like my money. He's talking about the money he's already earned, and he would have to give them $17,000 to not be there. I like my money. To me, was like that's why everybody works. Why are we here today? We get paid.
Well, you know? some people like their jobs.
They do. Would you do it for free?
No, but he's not doing it for free. He's already been paid for it,
right.
And now he's
well.
Right, like I'd have to give you money back if I want to take a day off. But I need to take a day off, but I have to give you 10 grand to take the day off. Like, I guess I'm not taking that day off.
Right. Because
even though I'm not happy I'm here, but I'm here because I'm not going to give you I'm not going to give you money.
Right. Well, I feel like that's just he's at work. Everybody does that. You know, people love to say they would work for free, especially at the top of their field. Like, these football players could say I'd play football for free. A lot of the old timers say I would have played for free. But everybody else is getting paid, so you got to get paid too. You know, you know what's going to be free? Playing flag football at the Olympics. You might do that for free.
Yeah,
maybe not. Maybe you'll get endorsement deals if you do that, and you end up getting paid anyway. College athletes don't play for free anymore. If you're any good, you get paid.
Right.
Even if you would play for love of the game,
sued directly by the schools too.
That's right.
That came down.
You might be a guy that appreciates college basketball, college football, and says like it's for love of the game. And those guys are like, yeah, I love this game. Oh wait. The guy next to me got 100 grand. I would also like 100 grand.
Yeah.
So Cook saying, I'm basically, yeah, the version of I'm here so I don't get fined. That was Marshawn Lynch at Media Day when he said that.
Yes.
I don't want to be here, but I'm here so I don't get fined. And
fines that, by the way, can be forgiven if he were to sign a new contract.
That's right. Or they could, I think it could just.
So really, they're not like he. That's.
I think
that's
they can be forgiven either way.
Either way?
Yeah. I don't think. I think he even needs a new deal. But.
Okay.
Fines in your entry-level contract can be just waived or forgiven altogether.
Okay.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So there's that too, then I guess, that they could just, you know, give you the money back regardless. But it does present an interesting question to me, like how bad does he want a new deal right now, or does he just think there's no way I'm getting it? Or does he think I am going to get it? Because it's not the common way for a star player in the league to go about getting his bag.
I think the question is, do you think it's a show of good faith towards getting a contract done?
Sure.
Or is it just he admits defeat and he doesn't have any real leg to stand on here?
Pretty much.
That's a good Twitter poll. Do you think this increases the chances he is a Buffalo Bill next year? Will he play
in 2026?
Yeah. Will he play a down as a Bill in the new stadium?
Mm-hmm.
Would you bet it?
No.
What do you think? I would also bet no.
I would bet no.
But then again, depends on the market next year. If he has a great year and goes to market and doesn't get what he expects to get, I don't know. It's tough. I don't think it's a gesture of good faith. Not that it's in bad faith, but if it were in good faith, I feel like he would have sounded like, oh, we'll get something done. And he didn't say that. Perhaps the most interesting thing that comes out of this, it's about what Allen said. He's one of the top backs in the league, and hopefully that's reflected soon.
Yeah.
You know, the way this organization supports Allen, and I don't want to go too far in saying giving him everything he wants, but Allen is consulted, is he not? Don't we kind of know they tell him what they're going to do? And
yeah, I would assume he has a good idea.
If you have a good relationship with a quarterback, there's no doubt that there's a better chance you're going to be on the team, not cut, paid well. That's backup quarterbacks. That's maybe Dawson Knox got a hometown deal. I mean, Dawson Knox openly wanted to stay and got huge money.
Yeah.
Like there was never an issue. Like Knox, oh, he's here to stay. He's quarterback's buddy. He's a security blanket, tight end. He plays all the time. We love everything about the way that he operates. If it's a coordinator, a quarterback's coach, if it's he liked Keon Coleman, he wanted Kincaid. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think that Allen makes these decisions. But if Allen were to go to the GM and say, you know, I really like Cook. I think he's one of the best backs in the league, and I hope that's reflected soon. Would he say that to Bean, or is that just Josh saying something at a press conference because he's being diplomatic and he's saying nice things about his teammate?
I think he'd probably be willing to and have said it to Bean, too. That doesn't mean Bean, though, will act on it.
Right.
He might in certain situations think, all right, you know, Josh does want this, and I like it too, so, all right, yes. Coleman could have been that. Like, Josh likes him. And I all those guys are pretty much the same to me, so, like, okay, we'll go with him. In this spot, though, if you don't want to pay James Cook and you don't want this running back on a second contract, you might go, all right, like, I appreciate your opinion on it, but this is one of those spots where, like, I'm gonna go with my gut on this.
Well, it could also be he wants 15, we want to give him 9. Josh really likes him. Let's go to 10.5. Where the Josh support factor.
But the Josh support factor isn't bumping you. If you're at 9 and Josh says,
stop bumping
like,
at 1.5?
No, that it could. I mean, you're not going to 15, though.
No, I wouldn't think
you're
so.
You're not going to 14 or 15. I don't think you're going up that much higher. I think it's tough to gauge, but I think right now Cook is. Admitting defeat is not the right way I want to put it, but kind of. Like, I think he's
acknowledging he really doesn't have much to work with.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, he has a lot of leverage, and I think he probably knows that. And, you
How
know,
this?
Like, it can work out for you. Tremaine Edmonds never held out for the Bills, right? I don't even think it was a story. Him, like, would he hold out or would he not hold out with the Bills? And he played on the final year of his contract, and then he had to leave, but he got paid. He got every bit of every dollar he probably wanted in free agency. And if Cook's thinking about, you know, like, okay, eventually I'm going to want this big contract, you know, like, I'll go play it out. And even if the Bills aren't the team that wants to give it to me, next year, all I got to do is do one more year. One more year of this, and then I'm going to get it. So, yeah, fine. I'm here. Let's play.
My first thought on comparing, you know, the whole how he just laid out, he doesn't have much to stand. He's not admitting defeat. My first thought was Scrabble. Then my next thought was Hearts. And then I went to golf. Obviously, I always get to golf.
Of course, yeah.
He's behind.
There's no croquet references we can use now.
No, there are. Yes, there is. I learned a croquet. He's going to go ahead and hit the ball all the way halfway to the next hole because he knows he's not going to score in this hole.
Okay.
In this wicket, I should say.
The golf one is he's laying up?
He's behind a tree. He's like, all right.
Okay.
I'm going to punch out.
Punch out into the
fairway. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to punch out.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully I can get a par here. Hmm. And on the next hole, I'm going to start to make my move. But right now, mm-hmm. Oakmont's going to be that this week. You know what? I got nothing to do here. I got to take my medicine. That's something you say all the time in golf. I got to take my medicine. And here's Cook is taking his medicine. It's, well, Got to go to mandatory minicamp or they fine me $17,000 if I try to hero ball this.
There's $17,000 per day, right?
It's $17,000 and then it's $34,000 the next day and then it's $52,000 the next day.
Because I thought it's like $100,000 or something total.
Right. It's not $17,000 per day. It doubles and or it adds $17,000 each day individually, compounding fines, I think is how Sal described it. We can get to that at 7 o'clock, have him run through that again if he wants. So, yeah, he's, all right, I'm not going to hook this six iron out of the rough, over the water, onto the green. I'm going to take my medicine and live to fight another day. So, all issues are, it's over. What now?
What now?
Now we
hope. Training camp is 7 weeks away or six weeks away.
What now?
They are amazingly... Is this the life of any great team, Super Bowl contender? Or is it just the life of any team that like has a quarterback and you don't have to really think about it? That are they kind of uninteresting right now as a team?
Because
like there's not really anything to figure out. There's not really any it's just kind of waiting for the season and then waiting for even more than that. Like the thing to figure out is can they beat the Chiefs in a playoff game? Right? Like it's a very different life than I'm sure like you would have experienced when they're going like every year was probably how good is this quarterback? What are they going to do with this quarterback? Are they going to draft one? How many more years of Edwards? You know, just like that would have been just right there at all the time. And you know, if you're in Pittsburgh, for instance, I think you probably got a million things like that. So like life is good for sure on this team, but. Is it almost amazing that there really isn't anything substantial to figure out other than like a couple of little things, right? Like,
yeah, is Bosa going to be healthy?
Is Max Hairston going to be ready to play right away?
Is Cole Bishop ready for his job?
Like Kincaid and Coleman are a little more interesting to me than all of those others and what they're going to become and whether it matters whether they even take steps forward. But like that's... You know, like what's the most interesting story with them now? If the Cook story dies here, what's the most interesting story with the Bills between now and the start of the season?
Will Josh Allen win a Super Bowl? That is the entire franchise's existence right now. Will they deliver for him? Right?
More than
it's less. I feel like it is less will he deliver for them, and it's more will they deliver for him.
That's a good question. What is it more to? Because I wonder if that does to me feel like how most people approach it right now is almost the idea that Allen's done his job.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do yours. McDermott, Bean,
and Allen
the roster, Kincaid, the defense, all of it.
And Allen will continue to do his job.
Right.
And how will you match it? He's the MVP.
Right, and the season hasn't really gone down with him, you know, not at least swinging, right?
Like the only time it did, it was Cincinnati, and it was written off. It was the only time that he had a bad day in the playoffs, and they lost, and it was written off.
Let me put it this way, then. There wasn't a day where the season ended where everybody else did enough, and he didn't come through, right? Because Cincinnati, nobody would have said that about the rest of it.
Sure.
Right, like he maybe is fortunate in that he gets lumped in with the rest. Like,
because nobody did
there's
anything.
Probably a feeling that if Allen had been at his best that day, they still would have lost.
Yes,
right, and that's maybe why he gets away with it.
Yep, because they made no stops basically.
Right,
and that's last year too. I mean, last year they had the ball. The last 2 years, they've had the ball down three.
Yeah,
and the GM and the offensive coordinator have both said. I would take that every time, and you know they're 0-2, but
yeah.
I don't get too many people that blame him in part because Diggs had a drop, Kincaid had a drop, and he's putting the ball where it's got to be.
Screens to Amari Cooper
aren't
my favorite. I always get right to that with that as well. And even that, like, will Allen win a Super Bowl? Again, like, January. Just we'll wait till January.
I mean February.
February, right?
We got a long.
Well, if they get through January, he hasn't played a game in February yet.
True. 803-0550, our phone number 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to join us, it's Jeremy and Joe. We're streaming on YouTube. You can like and subscribe and come hang out. You can comment in the chat. Get to everything we got to get to today. Plenty of stuff to get to, including this James Cook development where he is at camp, mandatory mini camp. Josh, he said he wants to play flag football. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
he'd have to play defense, too.
You would? You have to play?
I think you'd have to play defense.
You play both ways?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'll double check on that.
No subs?
My understanding of that was that you, if you're there on that U.S. flag football Olympic team, you have to play both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they'll need you to.
So we can play linebacker, like many Bills fans that call in have dreamed for years.
But could you imagine him getting injured playing linebacker flag football?
Here he is trying to.
At least it's no contact.
Yeah. He's trying to track down. No, Tyreek Hill's the wrong answer because he'll be too old at that point. But yeah. So he wants to play.
You'd also need somebody from like Canada for this. Chase Claypool.
Okay.
He's trying to cover Chase Claypool right. In space.
803-0550. James Cook at camp 4 minutes after the show ended yesterday. 356. Come on. Try to take that loss. Try to hang an L on me for that. It's a great victory for me. Anyway, it's Joe's birthday. We should have planned something.
No, you shouldn't have.
Hey, I got you something for your birthday.
I got you
a NoCo pen.
Thank you, everybody.
This is a NoCo pen.
So thoughtful, the NoCo pen.
This is a collector's item. There aren't any NoCos anymore, right?
There's not.
NoCo changed into something else. Yeah.
You're sure about that?
I think NoCo's gone. So, boom, NoCo pen.
It's vintage, actually, now.
Vintage NoCo pen for your birthday.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Still very much NoCo. You can't get these
anymore. Around here, we got some NoCo still. I thought half of them got sold.
We should apologize to NoCo.
Apologize? We just gave them a bunch of free advertising.
We wrote their obituary.
I thought it was a collector's item.
And they still, I'm looking now, too. I think they still very much exist.
All right. They didn't sell off, like, 7 locations in this area?
I mean, 7 isn't all of them. Although I'm looking now, and Josh, I'm not sure.
I'm on their website.
Okay.
Until 2019, they operated 39 gas stations in Western New York. They sold 33 of them.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, they still do exist.
Well, they're only 6. If you take that pen to one of those, you might get like a discount or something. So happy birthday, Howard! Howard once got me something out of the vending machine for my birthday.
Oh, that's good. What was it? Was it your choice? Of what to get out of the vending machine?
I don't even think so. I think it was one of those.
He chose.
I think it was one of those Nature Valley granola bars.
The worst thing in the vending machine.
Yeah, that'd be my top choice.
It would?
Yeah, I think so.
Those things are overrated.
I can convince myself it's moderately healthy. So that's why
that's the trick. I think I've either read or just somehow know that those things are not nearly as healthy as you think they are. So at that point, like, just give me something unhealthy anyway.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on James Cook. Sal at 7, Joe Marino at 8. Of course, Bill's mandatory minicamp rolling along. Sal's got coverage at our website. He's got an article, something he loved from training camp, in addition to just, you know, James Cook being there. So takeaways, all that good stuff. You can join us on the phones. 803-0550 is all forgiven with Cook. And do you think this will be his last year? Give us a ring on WGR.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.